mostly cloudy by the time we hit late this afternoon. Temperatures climbing up into the middle 50s.
39 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios, Grant at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first.
A Charlottesville man is accused of soliciting minors online. According to the Warren County Sheriff's Office, 53-year-old Avery Wood was talking to someone online who he thought was a 15-year-old female.
The Virginia Department of Transportation says they are aware of the traffic congestion problems at the new diverging Diamond Interchange in Shadwell at Interstate 64. They say they have begun working on tweaking the timing of the traffic lights.
So when we implemented the new timing plans, the signal cycles have not changed, but some of the timing within those different phases has changed. For example, we might give more time to the traffic on 250 and a little bit less time to the traffic coming off 64, as an example. If you give more to one phase, you have to take away from the other phase. So it's not, you know, you can't just add time incrementally to all the phases, or else you have people sitting there for a length of time that's not appropriate.
A missing Nelson County man has been located. According to the Nelson County Sheriff's Office, 85-year-old Bobby Napier was found safe.
Authorities in California are linking a former Virginia State Trooper to the murder of three family members. It all started when 28-year-old Austin Lee Edwards catfished a teenage girl and went to the Golden State to meet up with her. Edwards allegedly killed the teen's mother, grandmother, and grandfather on Black Friday. According to police, he left the scene with the teen before police caught up with them, and Edwards started a gun battle. Law enforcement shot and killed Edwards, but the teen was not hurt. According to Virginia State Police, Edwards spent less than 1 year as a trooper.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 39 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's home of NASCAR racing. Their awards banquet is Thursday night at 7, brought to you by Charlie Obaugh Chevy and University Tire on WCHV.
This is your CBS 19 Weather 30 forecast for your Tuesday. We're talking partly cloudy skies, ending up mostly cloudy by the time we hit late this afternoon. Temperatures climbing up into the middle 50s, so a cooler day ahead than we had yesterday. Tonight, dropping down into the middle 40s, and we have some rain moving in very, very late. It'll continue as we head throughout our Wednesday morning. I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.